We got shot down on Christmas Eve, 1944.
Okay. John Burkhead of Evansville is 98 years old, and he served in World War II. He joined the Army Infantry, then the Army Air Corps, the precursor to the Air Force. He was on a B-24 bomber crew as a side gunner.
Flew 27 missions and got back, but on the 28th, we got shot down.
He says the plane exploded around him at 24,000 feet, and he parachuted to safety. Well, almost to safety.
Became a POW in Germany for a few months.
Today he stands with his son Jim, watching World War II era planes taxi into the Evansville Wartime Museum. The planes are here to give visitors a dose of history they can actually step into. Wright's High School history teacher John Carl thinks that experiential learning is key for his students to learn about historic eras such as World War II.
Well, they react better than to a textbook and a worksheet. I love trying to put things in the kids' hands, objects that connect them to the historic events.
In this case, photos of the Ohio River, viewed from the same vantage point where the photo of the World War II shipyard was taken. He uses newspaper clippings from the era as well. Of course, nothing beats actually climbing into a B-24 bomber. These planes are owned and operated by a nonprofit organization, Commemorative Air Force, or CAF, with the tagline, "The World's Largest Flying Museum." CAF member Jim Dawson is guiding guests a few at a time in and out of the B-24.
All right, you ready to bail out?
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, mission accomplished.
The inside is cramped, and there's more room inside a minivan. The structure is light and thin to save weight for the bombs. What kind of reactions have you heard from people?
That they had no idea how people got in here and what they went through. And when we have the time, of course, we explain what they went through. Of course, it was not uncommon to have a 22-year-old chief pilot on any of these aircraft during World War II. And if you lived to be mid-20s, late 20s, you were really an old guy.
Look at this.
Kevin Carter, age 24, is from Dexter, Missouri. He's touring the B-24 with his mother, April, who lives in McLeansboro, Illinois. He's gripping the handles of a 50-caliber gun turret inside the plane. Kevin is an aviation buff and got to fly in the CAF's other bomber, a B-29. The cool factor of warplanes aside, the significance of his age is not lost on him.
I mean, they were just young kids. I mean, they were getting drafted at 17, 18 years old, straight out of high school, and they had to go fly these 12, 14-hour combat missions. So it's really hard to just put yourself in the shoes of those guys and just that they stepped up to the plate and really helped save the country and in the long run, the world. So it was just, I have massive respect for those guys.
John Burkhead would have been around 20 years old when he was shot down in 1944. History teacher John Carl says he's had to adjust his lessons on the war. He used to instruct his students to talk to their grandparents about World War II, but he can't usually do this anymore.
As we've gotten farther away from World War II, the kids don't have grandparents anymore that fought in it.
He also tries to illustrate that it would have been them, the students, or a sibling, soon going off to war. World War II veteran John Burkhead actually lived history, and despite its trauma, leaping to safety, and being a prisoner of war, he still seeks to relive it through looking at these planes whenever he can.
You know that song, Unforgettable? Well, that would apply to a situation like that, Unforgettable.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.